You know this name. It's Dr. John Duffy. He's our parenting expert, our go-to person. He's an author and clinical psychologist, and cyberbullying has been all the talk in Chicago after the loss of a 15-year-old who went to the Latin school who died by suicide. That in just a second, but welcome to the show, Dr. John. How are you?
I'm good, Lisa. How are you?
Good. So just a quick note on daycare providers and child care providers and what kind of impact they have in our children's lives.
Oh, man, invaluable. You know, I think one of the most mighty things we can do as parents sometimes is outsource some of our parenting and let other people who are smart and loving and caring and bring a different point of view into the lives of our kids. And the work itself is so mighty. Raising kids is hard. And now it's never been more difficult or more dynamic than it is today. When you express gratitude for these people, we cannot express enough what they do for our kids and how our kids are enriched. Every element of their lives are enriched by these people who care for them.
I'm glad to hear that. We made the right choice then. So use this day today to thank a daycare provider by texting us their name or something about them. So cyberbullying in the news today and the past few days, Dr. John Duffy, because, of course, a 15-year-old died by suicide. He was bullied. Some reports are saying he was bullied over his vaccination status. His parents are devastated. They're filing a suit against the school. And later on in the show, we'll talk to somebody who knows all the statutes and ordinances and all the rules when it comes to that. I just want to talk about the emotional part of it and how do we recognize it?
Well, it's tricky to recognize, right? Because when we look at just a child's various social media accounts, you can see a lot of things, and I've seen a lot of things that look like, oh, this You can't put this up here. This is you're bullying this child, and that's really obvious. And the upshot will often be, oh, no, this is like an inside joke we have. You know, like this will come back to me in a GIF or a meme or something, and this is just a bit we have. So the ability to identify bullying, which was so easy to do, I think, a generation ago, relatively speaking, is really difficult to pinpoint now. But in certain circumstances, and what I know about this particular circumstance, there has been a kind of a groundswell of aggression toward this young man, including, you know, online suggestions that they take their own lives, which honestly is the kind of language that some teenagers use. But most of them now know, without question, you cannot do that anymore. You cannot take that lightly anymore because somebody else on the other end might take it seriously.
This is Dr. John Duffy. He's a parenting expert and author, a clinical psychologist. I'm reading something here that says in the next 7 minutes, a child in the U.S. will be bullied. Meanwhile, only 4 in 100 adults will intervene, and only 11% of the child's peers might do the same. The rest, 85%, will do nothing. So what you're saying is, yeah, you see it. The kid kind of gives you a sales job like, it's not what you think. I always had a rule with my kid because he had a phone because we were a family that was divorced. And I thought it was important he could stay in contact with each of us as often as he wanted. And the rule was if there's no history, there's no phone. So if I can't look at your phone anytime I ask to see the history, but when you have, then you lose the phone. But when you have something like Snapchat, it's up and it's gone.
That's right. That's right. So first of all, I applaud your approach that, you know, no history, no phone. If you're and to let your child know, I'm going to be looking at that history. So don't put anything up there that you wouldn't want me to see or that's going to get your phone taken away. You know, like it's kind of it's fair warning for sure.
What do we do? Like, I mean, is it a conversation we need to have? Do we need to be checking their phone? Should we be talking to their friends? I think people are just looking for some tangible ideas to prevent the next tragedy.
Well, I think what we fail to do, there's certain subjects, and this is one of them, where I think we fear that if we talk to our kids too much about this, we're suggesting it, or we're giving them ideas of how to enact it or how to hide it on Snapchat. What I encourage parents to do instead is to sit down in cases like this. This is actually what the parents themselves want to see happen. And watch the news story. Read the stories in the newspaper about what happened to this guy, to this boy. And instead of accusing your child or asking them, are you and your friends, are you doing this thing? Ask them what the vibe is. You know, what's going on in your school? What's the vibe in your classroom and with your class? Give me a feel for what this is like for you guys. Are you ever bullied? You know, has that ever happened in your life? Have you ever been the bully? And do this in a really curious way, because you need to spend some time gathering information and making it really clear that no matter what the punchline is, you are an ally to them. You are on their side. That doesn't mean bullying's okay. It just means, you know, we're going to help you eradicate this from your life or from the lives of some of the kids in your school. But the first thing you need to do is gather some information so you have some idea what you're talking about. Because what I learned from kids is that every class is different, and there may be, a class that's super kind and there's very little bullying, and the class right behind them, they are vicious with one another. And it's really hard to tell who's who unless you ask.
It all comes down to conversation with your children, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. And open conversation and ongoing conversation. So, you know, a lot of people think like, okay, just like the sex talk, I had the bullying talk, it's one and done and I can move on. No, that's never the case. That's always got to be an open discussion, and take advantage of moments like this, awful moments like this even, and use that as your springboard to talk about it. Because kids, believe me, they know about this story. I have talked to, I don't know, a dozen kids since this story came out, maybe more. It's come up in every single session. So
I
kids
bet.
Know about this. So we may as well talk with them about it while it's on their mind.
We can't wait to have you back on the air to talk again. Dr. John Duffy, thanks for being a part of Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thanks so much.
Steve's got the news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.